We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, an hour of musical reflection to encourage your heart.
He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added afflictions, He addeth His mercy. To multiplied trials, His multiplied peace. His love has no limits, His grace has no measure, His power has no boundary, known unto men. For out of His infinite riches in Jesus, He giveth and giveth and giveth again.
When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed, ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's forgiven is only
love has no limits, His grace has no measure, His power has no boundary, known unto men. For out of His infinite riches in Jesus, His love has no limits, His grace has no measure, His power has no boundary, known unto men. For out of His infinite riches in Jesus,
that old-time religion, give me that old-time religion, give me that old-time religion, and it's good enough for me. It was good for Paul and Silas,
it was
good for Paul and Silas,
it was
good for Paul and Silas, and it's good enough for me.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. And it's good enough for me. It was good for Prophet Daniel. It was good for Prophet Daniel. It was good for Prophet Daniel. And it's good enough for me.
Give me that old-time religion.
Give me that old-time religion.
Give me that old-time religion. And it's good enough for me.
Makes me love every
everybody, makes me love everybody, makes me love everybody, and it's good enough for me.
Give me that old time religion.
Give me that old time religion.
Give me that old time religion,
and it's good enough for me.
It will take us all to heaven.
It will take us all to heaven.
It will take us all to heaven,
and it's good enough for me.
Give me that old-time religion.
Give me that old-time religion.
Give me that
old-time religion.
And it's good.
Good enough for me. It's good enough for me.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed His own blood for my soul. It is well.
It is well. Calvary's love. I heard he walked on water and opened blinded eyes. The deaf were made to hear again, and the dead were called to rise. Oh, but when I gave him all my heart, a greater thing took place. The Lord of every miracle redeemed me by his grace. Wonders never cease.
Armed with
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio, to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled, An Angel in the Form of a Dog. Psalms 34 verse 7 reads, The angel of the Lord encamps all around them who fear him and delivers them. I was taking students out to do literature evangelism in a very rural part of Tennessee. I had dropped off all the students to their assignments, except Justin and Amy. The road we were working was about 2 miles long and seemed to have a dog in every yard. These dogs worked like security guards. They ran along with the van, barking until I reached the end of their property, where the next dog would take up his duties. So there was an almost continuous line of barking for the whole length of the street. I have always been confident in the Lord's protection of our students, but by the end of this road, I had an uneasy feeling. Amy was a sweet girl with a tiny frame, and Justin was a strong young man, trained in martial arts. Therefore, I told them to go to the houses together, rather than work the opposite sides of the street as we usually did. Of course, I thought that if any of the dogs threatened to harm Amy, Justin would be there to protect her. The house where they began was set a long way from the road, and its driveway wound through thick woods. I decided to turn around to go back to where I dropped them off so I could follow them with the van. I drove back on the long road and the dogs resumed their responsibilities as I passed their respective houses. Suddenly, I saw him. This dog was unlike any of the previous dogs I had passed. He seemed like a football player as he lined up in the centre of the road. He waited in his stance for me as I approached him. As the distance closed between us, he abruptly sprang into action. He ran towards the van as though he intended to wrestle it to the ground. Next, he leapt into the air and met the hood of the van with a thud. Slobber splashed upon the windscreen as the van absorbed his fury. I continued to head down the road, enduring the incessant thudding of his assault on the vehicle. He seemed intent upon tearing the door off. Apparently, this dog had no regard for the rules because he persisted down the road for a good half mile through many other dogs' territories. As I considered his aggressive behaviour, it occurred to me that this beast would confront Justin and little Amy. I knew that I must protect them, so I decided to go get them. The pounding on the driver's door continued while I thought about what to do. I thought that surely this dog would leave me when we reached his house, but that did not happen. When I was almost at the end of the street, the killer dog suddenly left me and started down the driveway through the woods to the home where Justin and Amy were. Jesus, I can't help them now. You will have to save them. I repeated these words over and over as I headed down the driveway. I reached the end of the driveway to witness what I thought would surely be bad news. The dog was in a full sprint when he leapt into the air. I was certain that he would hit Amy head on like he hit the van. Strangely, he seemed to turn upside down in the air and land on his back at her feet. As she bent down to scratch his belly, my heart cried out, "No, Amy, no! He's a killer dog!" However, she bent down and loved on him, rubbing his belly. Somehow, the killer dog had become a playful puppy. Amy looked up to see me and asked why I had returned. I told them that I just wanted to make sure that they were okay. When I picked them up at the end of the road, the killer dog was still with them. Amy gave him a hug before she got into the van. Then I recounted this whole story to them. They then told me that wherever they went, the dog stayed with them. He drove the dogs away from every house and stayed especially close to Amy. What an amazing answer to prayer. A reflection associated with this story comes from The Desire of Ages, page 639. The angels of heaven are sent forth to minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation. We know not now who they are. It is not yet made manifest who shall overcome and share the inheritance of the saints in light. But angels of heaven are passing throughout the length and breadth of the earth, seeking to comfort the sorrowing, to protect the imperiled, to win the hearts of men to Christ. Not one is neglected or passed by. God is no respecter of persons, and He has an equal care for all the souls He has created. An Angel in the Form of a Dog was written by Debbie Baker, president of Heritage Academy in Monterey, Tennessee. You can visit heritagetn.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
You have been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.